Tristan Layton, who will be playing O Come All Ye Faithful on the piano, followed by our second grade bell choir playing Silent Night.
Introduce these guys to you here. This is our brand new wind ensemble. I'll tell you why we're calling it the wind ensemble in just a second. Our first chair trumpet player here is Joshua Ventura. He's doing a great job. You guys give him a hand. He's planning to be a celebrity one day. Second chair here, trumpet here, is Isabel Bailey. You guys give her a hand, too. She's doing a wonderful job. When we started this year, this was supposed to be a brass ensemble, a total brass ensemble. And then we found out that Alexis can play a clarinet. And so we switched her over to clarinet, and now we are a wind ensemble. So give Alexis a hand. She's doing a great job on clarinet. Our two baritone players are adding that low part into the ensemble here. And this young man is playing first chair baritone, Gian Dell. You guys give him a hand. Rounding this whole thing up, man, she's doing a great job. She's very, very talented. This is her little sister up here telling her how good she is, right? And she's doing a wonderful job. Annika Lara, you guys give her a hand as well. Thank you.
Here's Tristan Layton playing O Come All Ye Faithful on the piano. Our second grade bell choir playing Silent Night. As you can see, we've decided to name tonight's performance The Gift. During this busy holiday season, it is easy to lose focus of what's really important, what it's really about. Some of us get so caught up in gift-giving and party planning that we forget to make room for the real meaning of Christmas.
Just like in Bethlehem centuries ago, there is no room for Jesus in the hearts and lives of people today, even in the lives of some Christians. We pray that you enjoy our performance, but please know that our main purpose here tonight is to honor the Lord and remind everyone that even with all the Christmas season, Jesus is still the greatest gift ever given.
Journeyed far, a weary pair. They sought for shelter from the cold night air, some place where she could lay her head, where she could give her babe a quiet bed. Was there no room, no corner there in all the tiniest spot someone could spare? Was there no soul come to their aid? A stable fair was where the family stayed.
Do you have room for the Savior? Do you seek Him anew? Have you a place for the one who lived and died? Humble as a shepherd boy, or as wise as man of old.
Star arose, a wondrous light, a sign from God, this was a holy night. And yet so few would go to see the babe who came to rescue you and me. This child divine is now a king, the gift of life to all the world he brings. And all mankind he saves from doom, but on that night for him there was no room.
Do you have room for the Savior? Do you seek him anew? Have you a place for
I'm so sorry. Will you
the Bible tells us that Jesus was God's gift to the world and our only hope of salvation. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish but have everlasting life."
And in Isaiah 9:6 it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace."
The birth of Jesus Christ changed the world forever. People say that one person can't make a difference, but Jesus did. He was born to humble circumstances, he was homeless, and he spent his entire life helping others before going to the cross to die and take the punishment for our sins.
Ephesians 2:8 says that, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that of not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." You see, during the Christmas season, it has become a tradition to give gifts to our families and friends. Not because they deserve them, it's simply because we love them.
And so it is with God. In John 3:17, the Bible says that, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." God gave us his Son, Jesus, as a gift of salvation, not because we deserve him, it's simply because he loves us.
The songs we sing of shepherds on a hillside of goodwill and peace. The lights on every tree and all the gifts we bring. In every part of Christmas, we'll see our King.
For
7-14. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Yes, I love you. all the tinsel and lights in the presents are nice, but the real gift is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. All the carol and bells make the holiday swell, and it's all about you. Happy birthday, Jesus. Jesus, I love you.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
You see, the birth of Jesus centuries ago was God's physical gift of love to all mankind, past, present, and future, our only hope of salvation, the true meaning of love.
Starlight shines, the night is still, shepherds watching from a hill. I close my eyes and see the night when love was born. A perfect child gently waits, a mother bends to kiss God's face. I close my eyes and see the night when love was born.
Trusting Jesus to be your Lord and Savior is the most important decision that you will ever make in life. It determines where you'll spend eternity one day. In Romans 10:9, it says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
And Acts 4:12 says that neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We pray that you have accepted God's free gift of salvation and know him as your Lord and Savior, so that you too may know true joy and peace.
True Christian Christmas. Christmas isn't showy gifts or glittering decoration. It's honor and Savior Jesus Christ in humble adoration. It's serving those less fortunate, meeting their needs before our own. It's making sure at Christmas time that no one is alone. Our Savior is taking what we would have spent on things that no one needs and using it to help someone with service and good deeds. Our Savior showed us how to live with charity, faith, and service. It makes a holiday a joy, more peaceful and less nervous. So let's remember Christmas time is about our Savior's birth. That's the way to happiness, the way to peace and joy on earth.
Thank you.
Didn't they do a wonderful job? Awesome. As you can tell, we have some amazing children in this school. And when we have these recitals, we know it's always going to be cute. And we know it's always going to be an adventure, and sometimes we never know exactly how things are going to turn out until the night of, right? And but we've been blessed tonight. Everybody's doing a wonderful, wonderful job. Let me recognize the person that put all this together, Miss Walker. Would you stand up? Everybody give her a hand. Didn't she do a phenomenal job? She's worked hard. Sometimes getting kids to cooperate is like nailing Jell-O to the wall. But she has done a wonderful, wonderful job and has really accomplished a good event for us tonight. And we thank her for all that she's done. And all of you guys, man, y'all did a great, great, wonderful job singing. Excellent job. Soloists, duet, instrumentalists, all of it, all of it, all of it was just tremendous. And we're really, really thankful for it. Just a couple of things that I'll mention to you, and then we'll close in prayer. You can take pictures afterwards. We'll leave the lights on here. If you want to come down, have a family photo in front of some of the beautiful flowers. We have another picture spot right outside in the lobby there. You can take your time and just enjoy yourself. Also, tonight's audio, we have the audio recording, and it'll be posted on the school's website in about an hour. Okay, so if you've got parents or grandkids or somebody that could not make it tonight, it'll be posted there. It's freedomstatesman.org, www.freedomstatesman.org. So you can check it out on there. It'll be nice and handy. You can download it, Bluetooth it, whatever you need to do. It's free. And so enjoy what's on the website, all right? One more time, can we tell them all thank you again for doing such a good job? Excellent job. Let's say a word of prayer together. Father, we thank you again for your goodness. We thank you for this evening. Lord, thank you for our children. And we rejoice, Lord. They're a gift to us all times of the year. And we thank you, Lord, that you have blessed us with the Christian school that we have. We thank you for the teachers, for the faculty, for the staff members who manage this ministry, Lord, and make it the success that it is. We're so thankful for all of them. As we come to this season of the year, it's an opportunity for our country, Lord, to reflect on your greatest gift to us, the person of Jesus Christ. He wasn't just a baby in a manger. He grew up to be a man. He died on the cross for our sins. He was buried. He rose again the third day. Now, this is all part of the actual Christmas story, Lord, and sometimes that story has been hijacked and stolen away from us, but this is the real story of Christmas. And so tonight, Lord, we want to rejoice and thank you for the person of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you, Father, that he is in our hearts. And we rejoice this evening, Lord, that we have all of these things to enjoy. Whether we're saved or whether we're lost, we have all of this to enjoy because God has been good to us. And so we rejoice in that tonight. We thank you for your goodness, for your blessings. Help us, Father, as we dismiss from this place this evening to be safe. And we're going to give you glory for all that you do, Father. We pray it in Jesus' lovely and wonderful name. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you all for coming tonight.